was down 22 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson here in the KPR newsroom. I want to give you an update on the severe weather affecting portions of the KPR listening area. Our severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:30 tonight. This is for northeastern Dickinson, southwestern Geary, and south central Riley counties. The storm has moved since last I spoke with you. Severe thunderstorm now located 4 miles southwest of Junction City, moving to the east at 20 miles per hour. We are now getting reports from weather spotters of golf ball sized hail in this storm. 70 mile an hour wind gusts are being reported as well. People and animals outdoors will be injured. You can expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Considerable tree damage is possible, and wind damage now in the mix, likely to affect mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Locations affected include Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, and Chapman, and I-70 between mile markers 286 and 306. Just about, I want to say 10 minutes ago, trained spotters reported 60 to 70 miles per hour winds about 3 miles northwest of Junction City. If you are in northeastern Dickinson, southwestern Geary, or south central Riley counties, you need to get indoors inside a sturdy building. Stay away from windows. This kind of hail is unpredictable and can cause a lot of damage. Again, golf ball-sized hail being reported with this storm, 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you are in Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, or Chapman, or on I-70 between mile markers 286 and 306, you need to get inside a sturdy building and wait this storm out. We also have a tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. Generally, those go with severe thunderstorms. Severe thunderstorms can spin off tornadoes at any moment without a great deal of warning. So be weather aware. Make sure you have a way to be notified of severe weather. Tornado watch till 11 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Wabansee, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas. It does stretch across the state line and does include all of the greater Kansas City metro area and St. Joseph. This is KPR. It's 6:06.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Right now, during KPR's Quiet Drive, a group of KPR members, including Deb and Alan Parmet, Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger, and Leo and Joy Schell, are matching all pledges dollar for dollar. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your donation will be matched.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. A quick update on the weather. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:30 for northeastern Dickinson, southwestern Geary, and south central Riley counties. This storm now located directly over Junction City, moving to the east at 20 miles per hour. Golf ball-sized hail, 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors inside a sturdy structure. Locations affected include Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, and Chapman, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 286 and 306. We have a tornado watch in effect as well until 11 o'clock tonight for a big chunk of the KPR listening area. That includes Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Wabansee, and Wyandotte counties. And over across the state line, all of the greater Kansas City metro area and St. Joseph.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Stay tuned. We'll have news headlines in just about 10 minutes, plus that interview with independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It is 91 degrees in Lawrence, 95 with thunderstorms in Manhattan. It is 6:20.
Something that I sing feels like me being the most me version of myself.
Camila Cabello talks about her latest release on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
KPR needs your support to end the fiscal year securely, and right now, all gifts will be matched by a group of KPR members, including Kent and Donna Saylor and Michelle Loomis. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Severe thunderstorm warning scheduled to expire shortly, but we don't know if that's going to happen because it's still going on right now, directly located over Grandview Plaza. Golf ball-sized hail, 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm. I'll be back in a moment to get you an update on the ongoing weather situation. This is KPR. It's 6:30.
With subpoenas, and there was no chance he would win on the substance. The Supreme Court denied Bannon's request without stating any reasons. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's start first with the weather. The severe thunderstorm warning for Dickinson County has been allowed to expire, but we have a brand new severe thunderstorm warning. This one is for central Geary County and south central Riley County, and it is in effect until 7:15 tonight. The severe thunderstorm located near Grandview Plaza, it is moving to the northeast at 20 miles per hour. Golf ball-sized hail reported with this storm, 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Train spotters have been reporting ping-pong ball-sized hail and golf ball-sized hail all around Junction City. If you are outdoors, you need to get indoors into a sturdy building. People and animals outdoors can be injured by hail of this size. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles with considerable tree damage and wind damage, also likely for mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. The locations affected by this new severe thunderstorm warning are southwestern Manhattan, Junction City, Ogden, and Grandview Plaza, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 290 and 313. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning for Geary and Riley counties until 7:15 tonight. We do have a tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight for most of the KPR listening area. This includes the following counties: Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties. In Missouri, this includes Andrew, Buchanan, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties. That does include the entire greater Kansas City metro area and St. Joseph. Scattered severe thunderstorms are, of course, possible with this tornado watch. Tornadoes are certainly possible. They are likely. The conditions are right for them to spin up out of severe thunderstorms without much warning. Scattered damaging winds with gusts up to 75 miles per hour. Scattered large hail, isolated very large hail incidents are possible in this tornado watch area, up to 2.5 inches in diameter. Again, this tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. Please be sure you have a way to be notified of weather developments throughout the night, particularly after the sun goes down. You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:35.
Support for NPR comes...
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for a quick weather update. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for central Geary County and south central Riley County until 7:15 tonight. Golf ball-sized hail reported with this storm. 70-mile-an-hour winds. If you are outdoors or your animals are outdoors, you or your animals will be injured. You need to get inside a sturdy building. Expect hail damage to roof, siding, windows, and vehicles. Locations affected include southwestern Manhattan, Junction City, Ogden, and Grandview Plaza, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 290 and 313. Torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm and could lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways. We also have a tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for most of the KPR listening area, including Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties. Over in Missouri, this includes Andrew, Buchanan, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties. We have just gotten a special weather statement for northwestern Riley, northwestern Pottawatomie, and southeastern Marshall counties through 7:30 tonight. This is a separate cell of thunderstorms just about 8 miles southwest of Frankfort, moving to about 3 miles west of Riley. Strong wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour, nickel-sized hail with this storm. If you are in Blaine, Riley, Leonardville, Olsburg, Randolph, Wheaton, Tuttle Creek Lake, or Lillis, be aware, these storms will be moving into your area. If you're outdoors, consider seeking shelter inside a building. And this just in from the National Weather Service, a flash flood warning now in effect for central Geary County until 9:15 tonight. Between 2 and 3 inches of rain have fallen in this area. You could pick up another inch or so here in the next hour. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Again, a flash flood warning for central Geary County until 9:15 tonight. This includes Junction City, Grandview Plaza, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 291 and 310. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
Women, and it will...
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and many other frequencies all around the state. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southeastern Geary County and southwestern Waubonsie County. Now, this is in addition to the other severe thunderstorm warnings that are ongoing. This one is in effect until 7:15. A severe thunderstorm located 5 miles northwest of Alta Vista, moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-dollar-sized hail. Hail damage is expected with this storm. Locations affected include Alma, Alta Vista, and Volland. This also includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 323 and 327. This is on top of that other severe thunderstorm warning for central Geary County and south central Riley County, in effect until 7:15 tonight. Golf ball sized hail and 70 mile an hour wind gusts with that storm. And in addition to all of that, strong thunderstorms affecting other portions of Riley, Pottawatomie, and Marshall counties through 7:30 tonight. Strong wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour. Torrential rain with all of these storms. So be on the lookout for that. Flash flooding can occur. We do, in fact, have a flash flood warning in effect for central Geary County until 9:15 tonight. This includes Junction City and Grandview Plaza.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 21st through 29th, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
We do have a little more All Things Considered still to come, coming up at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 station's news headlines, then Stardate, then 2 hours of film music. It's Film Music Friday. Films about the sea, music that is seafaring. Daryl Brogdon is your host. That is coming right up. If you're joining us on KPR2, you'll be hearing Snap Judgment. Stay tuned throughout the evening. We will have weather updates for you. Be sure you have some way to be notified about severe weather, particularly after dark. We do have a tornado watch in effect for most of the KPR listening area. Because this kind of coverage is important to you, we're asking you to participate in our silent drive. Make your pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
All Things Considered, I'm Juana Summers.
Within that.
Right. I mean, this is...
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered to tell you about a new severe thunderstorm warning. In addition to all the ones we have going in Riley and Geary counties, we now have a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Pottawatomie County and southeastern Marshall County. This is in effect until 7:15. This severe storm, located near Olsburg, right by our transmitter, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-dollar-sized hail. Hail damage is expected with this storm. Locations affected include Westmoreland, Blaine, Olsburg, Wheaton, and Lillis. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:15 tonight for northwestern Pottawatomie County. That's in addition to one we have going on in Geary and Riley counties. Both of those are in effect until 7:15. We have a special weather statement for portions of Riley, Pottawatomie, and Marshall counties through 7:30 tonight, and a flash flood warning for central Geary County until 9:15 tonight. On top of all of that, a tornado watch in effect for most of the KPR listening area. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
I have to say, I was blown away.
GrantFDN.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we are KPR. We broadcast from KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. KPR is a service of the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Stay with us. Up next, news headlines, followed by Film Music Friday. We'll hear music from films about the sea. We're hearing Master and Commander in the background right now. You will hear lots of great seafaring music coming up shortly here on KPR. KPR is working to fill a budget hole with the end of our fiscal year. We could use your financial support to end our budget year in a strong position. You can help out by contributing right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Lots of weather still ongoing. Severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Geary and Waubonsie County for about another 15 minutes. Geary and Riley counties for about another 15 minutes. Pottawatomie and Marshall counties for about another 15 minutes. A flash flood warning for Geary County till 9:15 tonight. And a tornado watch until 11 p.m. for virtually all of the KPR listening area. The time is 7:01.